Hi, I'm Kerry Grinkmeyer. I'm the host of Best of Us Investors. I'm a retired financial advisor, so I've got a number of years under my belt managing other people's money. I'm now retired, sold my business, and I'm managing my own money, and I'm sharing my investment strategies with my tribe. What I basically do is invest in the future. I've learned from experience that I can't beat the Wall Street market. They have more quantum computers than I do, since I don't have any. And I'm basically depending on my mind and the minds of my 18,000 tribe members that come to the Discord, and we discuss stocks and choose what we're going to invest in. My strategy is basically one of investing in change. We are in the throes of the biggest change in the history of mankind as a result of technological development and the recognition that industries are going to be disrupted as a result of the change in technology. What do I mean by disruption? Well, basically, you only need to look at the FANG to see exactly what that is. Amazon has disrupted the e-commerce or the commerce business. Facebook and Google have disrupted the advertising business. Tesla is in the throes of disrupting the automobile business. Square and a number of others are disrupting the fintech business or the financial industry. So we as this change comes, I'm trying to position my portfolio to take advantage of it. I don't worry about what's happening today. I don't worry about inflation or Joe Biden's tax plan or Joe Biden's relief package or relationships with China. I'm more interested in what happens today. And the most important thing that has happened in your lifetime happened last March, and that was the pandemic, and how that's going to affect our relationships in the world and, more importantly, the stock market. So what I want to do today is share my portfolio with you, show it to you right up in front, and then share that my objective is to triple my portfolio over the next 5 years. And I think the market is setting up right now for me to do just that. My portfolio as of this morning is roughly $865,000, and I'm going to show you how I expect to bring that up to about $2,600,000 over the next 5 years. So stay with me. I'll share the portfolio. I'll share you how I did the calculations and why I think I'm going to achieve what I'm going to achieve. Okay, be right back.
Best of Us Investors presents Kerry Grinkmeyer.
Okay, the first thing I did was find a compounding calculator on the internet, and I went to it. I entered some numbers to give me a projection and to see what type of return on my investment I would need to get my 3x in 5 years. So let me take you to that website and share it with you, because I think this is a tool that you'll be able to use in the future to help you manage your portfolio. Let's go to it. So my goal is to triple the size of my portfolio over the next 5 years. In order to find out what I needed to achieve to do that, I went to investors.gov, and they have a tool called a compound calculator. So if you'll Google that, you'll find it, or you can copy that URL up here. So what I did then was enter the value of my portfolio this morning, rounded off $865,000. I'm going to make no monthly additions or contributions to it. I'm asking for a 5-year time span, and I've put in an interest, a estimated growth rate of 24.58%, and then I've asked them to compound it annually. And this is what I come up with. 2,595,794. If I multiply my 865 times 3, it comes out to $2,595,000. So you can see I'm there. I'm just $719.38 above it. And so because it's compounding at the same rate over the next 5 years, it's a nice steady growth. So what I'm suggesting is you come to this website, you set your goal, and then you manage your portfolio in that direction. So now let's look at my portfolio, and let me give you a little explanation as to how I think this is actually going to happen. Okay, so we now know that we have to get a 24.58% annual return on our portfolio consistently over the next 5 years to achieve our objective of roughly $2.6 million. So now the next thing that I have to do is then look at my current portfolio and see how I'm positioned for that to happen. So this is my current portfolio, and I want you to, I'll give you the keys to how I've structured this. The holdings with the red line after them are what I call my big six. These are Apple, Amazon, Facebook, Google, and Microsoft, and Tesla. These are the companies that I think are just wrapped in iron and not penetrable and will be leading the charge of my portfolio. Do I believe that those stocks will consistently give me, rounded off, a 25% return over the next 5 years? No, I don't. I think they will give me somewhere more in the neighborhood of a 17%, 15 to 17% annualized return over the next 5 years. Because again, they control the data. They and data is the gold, is the oil of this generation. So I'm confident that they will grow. They are also the holders of the money. They have the big stockpiles of money, and as opportunities present themselves over the next 5 years, and they don't feel that they are positioned to take advantage of those opportunities, they'll go out and buy the startups that are pioneering those areas. And I believe that will be even venturing out beyond their current framework. We know that Google, and I shared with you earlier this week, that Facebook is making moves into the healthcare field. We know that Apple is making moves into the healthcare field. And the healthcare field is really the number one driver of growth over the next 5 years. I know you believe it's going to be EVs, and it certainly will be part of it. But I believe in the next 5 years, the major gains, the major changes in our society will be in that of healthcare. Why is that? Because we just went through World War III, and that is the pandemic, where we lost millions of lives, where our economies were brought to their knees, even more so than World War II. So that has to be changed. And so as a result of technology and genome sequencing and CRISPR and targeted therapies, the healthcare field's going to change. And the big six, maybe not Tesla, are going to find their ways into the healthcare field. Now, the next area of my portfolio is those with the fluorescent green kind of looking on them. These are the companies that I think are going to give me exponential growth, who are going to make up for the 15 to 17% growth that I'm going to get out of the big six. Some of these are going to hit 50% growth. I believe CRISPR is one of them. I think if it's not edits, it's Nutella or one of the other therapy companies. Now, in these greens, these are speculative holdings. They are the ones that I think will get me substantial growth as a result of this change. Is it right now? Am I getting growth? No. In fact, I am locked into them. I'm not one to bail and watch for a dip and then buy back in. I'm pretty much a buy and hold person because I can't predict the market. I thought the market would be up today. It's down today. So I can't predict what the market is going to do based upon what Powell and Yellen say. I can't deal with that, so I don't. Now, then you're going to see under some of the green stocks, these I put a yellow line. These are the ones that I feel are the most secure as the growth. These are the genome sequencers, these are the CRISPRs, these are the therapy companies, and these are the ones that I think are the strongest. Then the ones that just have the green line, these are ones that maybe they may not hit it. They're going to be in the green lines here. There are going to be some losers. There are going to be some of them are going to totally crash and burn and go away and never be seen again. I know that. And I know some of these then that have nothing behind them, ASXC. This is a robotic surgery company. It may or may not, but it's a dollar 84 stock. It's a long shot. That's okay. I'm willing to take some long shots to get some potential jackpots. So that's how I structure my portfolio. You look at it, you make your predictions, your assessments. You're also going to see that I have some 3D printing, X1, DDD, desktop metals in here, because I believe that our supply chain has been disrupted as a result of the virus, and I believe manufacturing has to come back to the United States, but it's not going to come back in its normal form. We're not going to have U.S. steel again with the big smelting pots and of iron ore and the mixing of coke and men working these hard jobs. That's going to be done with technology. That's going to be done with 3D printing. I just read an article about a fashion company who is commissioning artists to do paintings of abstract colors, and then they are scanning those paintings and actually then taking those scans, feeding them into a 3D printer with 9,000 needles and reproducing that fabric to make dresses out of. That's where the industry is going. Yeah, my wife will walk into a boutique fashion dress store and say, "I like this fabric." They will scan her body and get a perfect fit, and then the printer, either in the back room or in some warehouse somewhere, will print her dress to fit her body perfectly, and she'll have it in 3 days. That's the world we're going to live in the future. So I want to be since I know that, and I know these things are going to happen, I want to be holders of those stocks. Now, how do I know that's going to happen? Well, I think one of the things you really need to do is read. This is a book called The Future is Faster Than You Think. And everybody in my tribe who reads it writes me and says, "My God, did that open my eyes as to what the future is going to hold?" Even one of them even said, even if one third of the things that they say that is going to happen in the future happens and I'm in the right stocks, I'm going to make a ton of money. The other thing that I think is going to happen that you need to realize is that, as I say, the medical field is going to change dramatically. And if you aren't in biotech and you don't recognize that we, the baby boomers, want our lifespan to continue, it is written. So read, gain knowledge, gain understanding, not of what's happening today. Yeah, I subscribe to the Wall Street Journal and I read it, and I read that more for the benefit of saying, okay, I know things that other people don't know. And as they learn them, and as they gain knowledge in the fields that I have knowledge in, and the things that I believe are going to happen, my stocks will move up. In Friday's Wall Street Journal, there was an article on the new colors of CRISPR. I still say that if you will go poll 100 people today, walk through the grocery store, and say, do you know what CRISPR is? If you do it in the grocery store, they're going to say, oh, that's over on aisle 7 with the other crackers. That's what they're going to say, because they don't know. And until they know, that stock won't take off. Until the world recognizes that genome therapy is going to take cancer out of our bodies, and CRISPR-9 or CRISPR-11 or CRISPR-17 is going to do it, the stock isn't going to take off any more than in 1995 when I heard about the World Wide Web. Yeah, that's what they called the internet when it first came out, the World Wide Web. Well, 90% of the people didn't have any idea what it was. So companies like Microsoft and Apple, and then in the future, Amazon. Hell, Amazon went one time from, what was it, from $108 a share down to something like $10 a share, because people didn't understand what was coming in the future. And that's exactly where we are right now. We are duplicating the change. Again, think of the cell phone. And now the cell phone you've got, the mobile phone you've got now. But before, there was rumors about it, there was talk about it, but nobody believed it. And it was those who had the foresight to say, these are undervalued assets because the public doesn't understand, isn't comprehending what's going to happen. And so they don't go anywhere. In fact, they go down when the market is seeking security. And that's what it's doing right now. We don't know whether we're going to have inflation. In fact, we're going to have deflation because just in the medical end, the cost of delivering medicine has never gone down. Never. Never. But to genome sequence in 2000, it would have cost you $1 billion. Today, you can get it done for somewhere less than $1,000. In just the last year, the cost dropped 20%. That's the future of medicine. It's deflating. So inflation is not going to be a problem. The cost of a battery for a car went down 40% in the last year. That's deflation. That's not inflation. The cost of gas, on the other hand, doubled from $30 to $60 a barrel? How? Yeah. So that's inflation. But we aren't going to be using gasoline in 5 years. You're going to have an electric car. So that inflation is no longer an issue. The cost inflation is incurring because we don't have chips to put in our automobiles. So you're going to pay top dollar for an automobile today. But Within 12 months, we're going to have all the chips we need, and the price of those gasoline cars are going to drop because nobody's going to want one. So we're in a deflationary future environment, not in an inflationary. We're going to pay you for your data. Do mark this down. The gold, if Exxon had come to you 14 years ago and said, Kerry, you've got oil in your backyard, and oil is the most valuable asset in the world right now, and we want to put a a rig in your backyard and pump the oil out, do you think they would give me a credit card and say, well, in exchange for the oil, we'll give you all the gas you can put into your vehicles as long as we're pumping the oil out of your yard? Do you think that's what would have happened? No. They would have paid me for the oil. I would have negotiated with Shell and Exxon and BP to get the highest price. Does that make sense? Of course it makes sense. So what is the most valuable asset right now that they're taking out of my backyard? My data. Am I getting paid for it? No. They're giving me free search. Come on. They're giving me the right to put my grandchildren's pictures on my Facebook page. Come on. Can that last? No. No, it can't. And it won't. So you need to know that and invest in accordingly. Who owns the most data in the world? The United States and the Chinese governments. And do you think they're going to just continue to give it to Google and to Amazon and to Facebook and Tencent and Baidu? No, they're going to wise up and they're going to start paying me for my oil, my gold, my data. Yeah, the world is changing and you're sitting there with the opportunity to participate. But you think this old man's crazy. He doesn't know. Go away, old man. Go sit and prepare to die. The difference is I've been through this before. I've seen what has happened. I've seen the evolution of the internet. I've seen the evolution of the mobile phone. And I'm now experiencing the opportunity of my lifetime. And I'm willing to share it with you. So if you want more of this earth-shaking investing opportunity, go down to my bestofusinvestors.com. Come give me your email address and come to my Discord and I'll show you how to triple your portfolio over the next 5 years. Do I think that'll happen? No, I don't. I think it'll be more than triple. I'm sorry. In 5 years, it'll be much more than triple. But I don't want to be outlandish. I don't want to appear to be an old fool who doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. I do. I've been there. I've seen it. I know what an undervalued asset looks like. So that's my rant for today. Come back. I'll have another one for you tomorrow.